the games, you follow the team, you wear the colors with pride, and you have questions, and only one man can answer them. Get the answers to the tough questions.
On the eve of week 8 of the high school football season, tomorrow night, KRPX 95.3 The Peak, the Carbon Dinos will play host to the Morgan Trojans. Carbon, who seems to get better each week, playing host to the number one team of the 3A classification. And again, live coverage will begin on KRPX beginning at 6:30 p.m. with Landon's Diesel Service pregame show. Kickoff will follow shortly after at 7. Joining us right now to talk about tomorrow night's game and also last week's loss to the Grantsville Cowboys, we have Coach Josh Huntsman on the phone right now. Coach, it's always fun to get you on. I appreciate you joining us again today.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Coach, we'll start by talking about Friday's game against Grantsville. I'm really inspired by this team's performance. I was really curious to see how the squad would come out following the win over Emory. You got to go on the road. You play a really good team in Grantsville that's very big up front. You guys found a way to score 23 points. You actually scored first in this game. It was compelling. You made Grantsville work for it on Friday.
You know, I felt like we did. I felt like, we had a better first half. You know, we played well in the first quarter and then kind of struggled a little bit in the second quarter. You know, didn't play too bad in the third quarter. And then, you know, fourth quarter, we held the ball most of the fourth.
Is that something that was kind of in the plan from the beginning? I mean, you want to control the clock, right, when you're going up against a team like Grantsville, because they want to run the football, but at the same time, they have big play capability.
Yeah, they definitely did. And, you know, there was no way that we were gonna be able to stop Thomas. We were just trying to contain him a little bit, and you know he kind of ran wild a little bit on us in the second half.
Was that just kind of I guess maybe being I don't know, size wise? Maybe is this something that the kids were just worn down, Coach, later on in the game?
I think we were a little bit tired and we were a little bit beat up in the back end in the second half. And so, you know, we had a few kids that were dinged up. And so, you know, they took advantage of that. And, you know, when he touches the ball 30 times a game, he's going to have big yards.
Right, right. In this game, he goes for 228 yards off of 31 carries. On the flip side, it should be to no surprise that Colin Lewis once again is proving that he is a first-team All-Stater. Coach, he has 17 carries for 149 yards. He also finds the end zone three times. I mean, I know we talk about this every week. I don't want to beat a dead horse, but boy, this kid is something special. He's putting together one of the best seasons that we've seen in quite some time.
You know, he definitely is, and we're just going to continue to keep feeding him the football. He's kind of what our offense is designed around, where we're going to run that option with him. And you know, he's always the first option. If we have the opportunity to give it to him, we're going to give it. You know, if we pull it, you know, that's another thing. But, you know, for the most part, we're just going to try to get the football in his hands.
You know, I ask you this, Coach, I think pretty regularly. Does it change on the amount of touches? Do you monitor this during the game? Or is it just, you know, give him the football, let's play it in the game, let's make sure we stay, you know, in the flow of the game?
You know, and that's the thing is when you're running the triple option, you don't change a whole lot. You know, your first option is always going to be give it to the fullback. And you know, a lot of the time, that's the decision that our quarterback has to make. He's either going to keep it or, you know, he's going to give it to him or he's going to pull it. And he hasn't really had a need to pull it this year. And so we're just going to let it continue to happen.
As far as the game itself goes, Coach, I know there were a couple of turnovers in this game that maybe changed the complexion. One, in fact, that I saw was Jalen Dennis fumbling on a kick return. I mean, if you go back over the course of this game and you look at turnovers, I know you almost have to play a perfect game to beat a team like Grantsville. You almost have to play a perfect game to beat a team like Morgan. You can't give them free possessions. If you go back and you rewrite a couple of these turnovers, is this a game that you guys have a chance to win late?
I think it is. You know, Jalen was trying to make something happen. He had the ball in the wrong arm as he was making that cut back across the field. I don't think he needed to make the cut. I think if he would have just lowered his head and run down the sideline, I think he'd probably gain 10 or 11 more yards. But, you know, he tried to cut back and make something happen, just had the ball on the wrong side, and a kid from the field came in and knocked the thing out. But, you know, those are things that you deal with. Those are things that happen in the course of a football game. And you know, is it a game changer? You know, I'm not quite sure that play right there would have changed the outcome of the ball game, but, you know, it definitely gives us another possession.
You and I have talked situational football all year long, and you know, from your perspective as a coach, when you have a kid that's trying to make a play, probably hard to get down on a kid like that, right?
No, you know, they're already down on themselves because they felt like they've let the team down. And so as the coaching staff, we just got to build that player up and say, you know, forget about it. You know, it's something that happens in a football game. We move on, you know, win the next play. And so, you know, we got Jalen right back in there on defense and told him to go win the next play.
Coach, I know you're not a moral victory guy, but is it fair to say this team's playing the best football that they have played in your 4 years as head coach?
Oh, I definitely believe that they are playing their best football. You know, it's been fun to watch. It's like I told someone the other day, I said, you know, that was a good football team that we played. We put 23 points on a good football team. And you can't be ashamed of that. You can't be down on that. They just scored more points than we did in that one.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Josh Huntsman of the Kerrobin Dino football team. Coach, let's fast forward to Friday. We get the Morgan Trojans. It's a team that's complete opposite of what Grantsville wants to do. They do have a kid, a very talented kid at quarterback, and Carter Thackeray. He's going to spread the ball around, and he'll hit a number of different wide receivers. I believe he hit 9 or 10 in the contest Friday against Emory. So Grantsville wants to pound the football. Morgan, they're going to spread things out, and they're going to move through the air. It's a completely different look.
Well, let's just hope that it's still stormy on Friday
right,
when we play,
right.
Because, you know, that will kind of hinder some of the things that they'd like to do. Kind of plays into our favor if we have bad weather. And so, you know, we can hope for that. But, you know, we're gonna go out there and we're going to try to put our defense in the best possible situation. We've got some different wrinkles in our coverages that we're going to show this week. Just so, you know, we can keep him honest. We want to make him, you know, stay in the pocket. We want to make him, you know, throw the ball short. We can't let the long passes happen. So, like I said, we've got a few things that we'll do in the back end to help that situation.
This is a completely different team, and I'm talking of Kerrobin now compared to where they were in week one, Coach. And I've seen vast improvement in the secondary from that first game against Manti. I'll even fast forward to the game against Ogden. I thought the secondary played well, made a couple of big plays in that game, and you guys were in position to get a victory there. How comfortable are you playing a team that wants to attack through the air? And nearly, I'm not going to say they're one-dimensional, but they would prefer to be one-dimensional. I mean, that's kind of the way they want to play.
Yeah, you know, they don't want to run the football. They like to throw it. They've got a lot of wide receivers that they like to get the ball to. And so, you know, if we can keep them to 1-2 yard catches, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape. They're a good football club. They do things well, and they're in state championship games for a reason. But, you know, I think our kids are tough. I think our kids will go out and they'll play hard. I think that, you know, we're going to give them a run for their money this weekend.
Yeah, I got to watch Morgan on Friday, Coach. I know you've watched video. Am I crazy in thinking that you guys can be just as physical as this team? Because I think up front in the trenches, that's what I'm most interested to see on Friday night. I think it's going to be pretty compelling.
I think it will be. I think, you know, we're going to pound the football at them and see what they're made of. And, you know, they're going to try to throw it and finesse it a little bit. But, you know, I've always been the type of guy, run it first and see what happens. And so, you know, we're going to run the football at them and see what they're made of.
We have two games remaining in the season, Coach, in the regular season. Golden opportunity for you guys to clinch a home playoff spot if you can get a win on Friday. It's really going to make things very interesting moving down the stretch. I mean, you guys could throw a lot of uncertainty all the way from number one down to number six if you guys get a win on Friday. I know that they'll say, you know, the next game is only as important as the current game, but at the same time, I mean, over these final 2 weeks, you guys actually have a legitimate chance to cause some headaches and make this a very tight race 1-5. And that's entertaining. That's fun football. That's a fun position to be in.
You know, it definitely is. And everything looks good on paper. And, you know, until you go out there and actually play the football game, that's what makes it fun. Because, you know, on paper, Morgan should win outright. You know, they should be the number one in the region. And Grant's supposed to be number two, but if we go out and play the type of football that I know we're capable of, we can put a wrinkle on that. And I think you could see different number one, you could see different number two, you could see different number three, all the way down the line. And you know that's what makes it fun. I mean, you play all the games leading up to this point to get into a position to play spoiler.
I have to ask you about injuries every week, Coach. I know every team has injuries at this stage in the game. Nobody is 100%. No kid is 100%. But how do you guys look on that front now that we're nearing Friday's game?
We've got a few that will not be playing this weekend. And, you know, I'm not going to throw out names right now, but we do have a few that we know that won't dress for the game. And you know, we'll just we believe in that philosophy of next man up. So we've got guys that prepared, we've got guys ready to go, and guys ready to play. But yeah, we have three or four of our starters who probably won't be playing in this football game.
I know in years past that would be absolutely devastating to this program, but numbers are up, right?
Yeah, they're definitely up, and we definitely have good players that can fill those spots. You know, where there's not a lot of drop off between our number ones and our number twos. You know, but it's you get towards the end of the season, and you know, you might see a different football team, and that's just how it is.
Last week, Coach, I asked you, you know, what was the team's reaction to the victory over Emory? Have you noticed a different team since that victory? Do they have, I don't want to use the word arrogance, but I mean, do they play with a little chip on their shoulder now, knowing like, hey, we can go out and win football games?
Yeah, they're playing with a little bit more confidence, you know, a little bit of swagger, and we like that, you know. And we were upset by the loss to Grantsville, but I mean, we put 23 points up on a really good football team, and so we were pleased with that.
Yeah, absolutely. Lastly, Coach, before I let you go, now that we are into the final home stretch, I start looking at playoff matchups a little bit. I know you got two football games you got to prepare for before we get to the playoffs. But at the same time, I want your opinion on the 3A South, if you've paid attention to that region at all.
You know, I've looked at it a little bit, and, you know, I kind of see it as you're going to have – you'll have It's kind of an interesting matchup there, but you're going to have Summit Academy will probably be number one. I firmly believe that North Stampede will be number two. You'll probably get number three with Juan Diego. Manti will be number four. I'm thinking GWAB will probably be at five, and Richfield will be at six. And so, you know, if we play our cards right and win a couple of football games, we could possibly be hosting GWAB on that in a playoff game.
To me, this is the most competitive and compelling the 3A classification has ever been.
I think so too, and Manti kind of played spoiler with that 28-point comeback in the fourth quarter against GWAB, and it made it exciting for everyone across the state.
Coach, it's always fun to get you on and get your perspective. Thank you so much again for the time, and we will see you at the game on Friday night.
Yeah, I appreciate having you. Appreciate you letting me be on, and remember, go Dinos.
Go Dinos, definitely. Coach Josh Huntsman joining us here on Drive Time Sports. And we got a break for just a moment. When we return, we're going to be joined by a very special guest, Ian O'Connor. He is a New York Times best-selling author, also a senior writer for ESPN. His latest work is on bookstore shelves. It's called Belichick, The Making of the Greatest Football Coach of All Time. This is going to be a very interesting interview. Ian has joined multiple nationally syndicated shows, including Colin Cowherd and Scott Van Pelt, over the last little while. And now he'll join us next when we return to talk about his latest work. Perfect timing, because tonight we get Thursday Night Football with the Colts and Patriots. Ian O'Connor is joining us next when we return on Drive Time Sports.